The most important habit that I have is to think deeply about what it is I want to accomplish and speak that clearly into the universe.
That's Robert F. Smith. And this is the Depression Detox Show. And welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Tuesday. I appreciate you connecting with me today as we have billionaire CEO, chairman, and founder of private equity firm Vista Equity Partners, Robert F. Smith. And he is back on the show to share his three most important habits of success. Here's Robert F. Smith. Enjoy.
What are the same three daily habits you have had before and now since you have become successful to keep pushing forward with your eyes on the prize?
Great. That's great. So three questions, or the three habits. The most important habit that I have is to think deeply about what it is I want to accomplish and speak that clearly into the universe. You have to do that in a way, frankly, that doesn't prohibit outcomes that you may not like, but may be better for you. And I'll give you an example. I remember there was one investor who I just wanted them to be an investor in my fund because everyone told me they were great and they were big and all that sort of thing. And ultimately turned me down, and they still have turned me down to this day. It's kind of interesting. Now they're coming back, saying, we really want to be big in your fund. But those who actually, you know, took money from that investor ran into problems for the next 3 years because they actually had problems in the way they did things, right? And so following what I'll call the instinct of knowing God gave me what I needed at the time that I needed it, and what I didn't need was them as an investor because they probably would have caused me problems, okay, for decades to come. So the first one is be, you know, think clearly, speak it into the universe, and be willing to accept the outcome in the form that it manifests as opposed to trying to shape it. So that's kind of the first thing. The second thing is be willing to do everything in your organization that everyone else does. You know, I literally do sometimes come in, I'll serve coffee to people or we'll sweep, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. And I tease everyone in my company. Like, I'm better at every one of their jobs than they are. And I should be. And there is nothing beneath you nor nothing above you in that context, if it is your business and you're building that business. So the second thing is, you know, be willing to do what it takes in your business to be successful, of course, in the guidance of what it is as your moral center around what you want to do. And I think the third thing, quite frankly, is, and I laugh a little bit because I'm trying not to do this so much, is get up early. I always get up early. I'm up at 4:35, 5:30 in the morning. I'm trying to stay in bed till 7. That's really hard. But those are golden hours to think clearly where you're not bombarded by, you know, I'll call it the impact of the day. You know, you wake up in the morning, you know, for me, I've got, you know, 95 emails and, you know, 15 voicemails and messages and all that sort of stuff. And that can actually get you distracted. So in the mornings, it's a golden time to actually, you know, think about what it is that you want to accomplish to support, you know, number one on the list and what activities you need to do consistent with that. So those are the three habits I think that I've continued all my life.
Big thanks to Robert F. Smith for stopping by. And again, those three habits are: one, to think deeply and be clear about what it is that we want to accomplish and then speak that into existence. Number two is to not have any shame in your game. And that just means that there is nothing above you nor beneath you that should hinder you while on your journey to achieving your goal. And lastly, number three is wake up early. And this is one thing that holds true in my life. I am an early bird. I love waking up early and getting things done. And it goes to that proverbial saying that the early bird gets the worm. All right. If you'd like to connect with him, you can go to his website, robertsmith.com. His Instagram is Robert Frederick Smith. His YouTube is Robert F. Smith. And lastly, if you'd like to watch the entire talk, you can go to YouTube and type in Robert F. Smith at Youth Symposium 2016 HD. And if you'd like to hear more talks with Robert, you can go back and check out episode 572. That's the last time we've had him featured on the show. And also in that show description will also be links to everything I just mentioned to connect with him and all of his work. All right, that is a wrap for me. As always, I appreciate you. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, and I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.